I know the countdown is on for spring break, but a lot of our high schools are holding their proms. If they haven't done so already, there are still many more that are holding, you know, that big dance that kind of signals the end of the year. And if you listen to this program, you know we're all about the prom experience. That's why we bring Prom Pledge. And to all the high schools and some new this year, charter schools in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. And so many of us get an opportunity to MC these events. Ashley, I think you've done more than I have. You recently went to Riverwalk the other day?
Riverwalk, and they are new this year. Yeah. So we actually got to go over there, actually having their classes on York Tech's campus while they're undergoing some construction. So we're in a classroom, but it was about 40 kids, and it was great. And what I loved about that, too, is that the teachers came in, and they were saying, you know, that those teachers can talk to those students about, you know, the dangers and making safe choices. And, you know, we want you to be here, but it means so much that the community and our sponsors actually come and want to be a part of that program and want to be a part of this conversation. So we appreciate it, not only here with what we do in the radio station, but for our sponsors, which we're getting ready to talk to.
Yeah, our sponsors help us to go into these schools, right? With these young people in high school, they take the prom pledge, they sign this huge board. I mean, it's the size of this table, if you've ever seen this table before here inside the Palmetto Morning Studio. And the kids sign the name. They just take the pledge to, you know, have a happy and healthy prom experience. And it goes well beyond prom. It's also the graduation season and spring break. But again, our part of our luck and excitement is we get to interview these businesses that get behind this initiative. And we're excited to welcome in Grayman's Plumbing to Palmetto Mornings. This is their first interview. Jack is not nervous at all, are you, Jack?
Not at all, guys. Good morning to everyone. And
welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
So Jack and your wife, Kimberly Charette, correct? Yes, created and founded Grayman's Plumbing. And how did you get into this line of work, Jack?
Essentially, just fell right into plumbing, and by the grace of God, it's brought me to you guys. So, extremely happy to be here, excited. And it's just the trade world, plumbing has really taken me, opened up a lot of doors in life, and I just want to branch that out to all the youth kids coming up that trades is a direction to head into.
Well, you are speaking Ashley Lang's language, so I'm going to turn the microphones over to her because we stress that a lot, that sometimes kids are not immediately destined to go to college, but they have a skill set to give.
Right. I think it's so important, and I think it's great that the kids can see folks like you who, you know, some kids aren't meant to go to a four-year school. Some kids go to York Tech for 2 years, or they get into a trade and they open up a business. And I think it's so great that they can see, you know, you're young. I mean, you're a young guy and you now have a family and you were able to start your own business and provide for that family. And I think that's very commendable. And I think it's great that they can see that in you.
Yeah. It's just really has led the way for me the last 8 to 9 years of providing for my family. And also what I really like is I'm helping the community out of Rock Hill, which is what we set out to do, is help people with their plumbing issues.
Because sometimes when they call you, you might see them at their worst. Yeah, I mean, their kitchen is flooding, or their bathroom's flooding, or there's a leak. And so you're able to help them do that.
Yes, I try to help them. I just smile and let them know that they're in good hands and we'll take care of this. This is something we see every day. Mm-hmm. I know it's not their normal, but for them, it's our normal.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about your plumbing boo-boos, what do you see? What do you handle? Pretty much anything dealing with the pipes?
Yeah, anything that water runs through, we'll tackle it. We'll fix it. We deal with a lot of water line issues in this area because it's a pressurized system. And, you know, water lines or anything under that much pressure just causes issues in all sorts of newer homes, older homes, just anything. So, when we see the water damage or we make a repair, it's just for the homeowners, it's a dramatic event. But like I said, we see it every day. So it's normal for us. And that's what we try to bring to the table, just to calm everyone down and let them know, like I said, they're in good hands. And then we'll build a game plan to make a repair and make the proper steps forward so we won't run into this issue again.
Let me get your thoughts on a garbage disposal. What are your, because I've learned with the garbage disposal, there are more things you can't put down a garbage disposal than you can, and it seems to always cause an issue.
That's funny. Yesterday, I just unclogged a garbage disposal because the homeowner just was putting everything down in it. And I recommend you could get like a little 3.5-inch strainer that you could stick over the basket, essentially, so it catches all the rice, pasta shells, egg shells, little bones that just cause the gears, the blades to jam up, causing it not to drain properly and short out, essentially.
So, Lucas, your problem essentially could have been stopped by a $3 strainer from a big box.
I should have called you, Jack.
You should have called me.
Man, but we're saving all of the other homeowners out there.
Yes.
So, okay, so a strainer will help if you do have a garbage disposal. And some folks love a garbage disposal for sure. Yes,
they definitely do. I recommend still just scraping the plate off into the trash can because, it causes more issues than...
Okay, what about another thing I hear a lot about is plumbing for a dishwasher.
Oh, so...
they use the garbage disposal, right?
Yeah, it works hand in hand, essentially. So the plumbing to the dishwasher is essentially what we deal with. We make sure that the water distribution system is properly connected and same as the drainage system as well.
What about septic tanks?
Oh, yeah, that's fun stuff. There's a lot of septic tanks in this area. We deal with all the plumbing going up to the septic tank, from the house to the tank. Definitely recommend regulating, getting your tank pumped out, essentially, if it's an older house, at least once a year. If you're having issues, definitely adjust that, service to get it working as it should.
So, Jack, I guess what you really specialize in too is the service and the repair, not so much the putting the plumbing in, but the service and repair piece, or is it both?
We have a strong background in, say, like remodel work as well, new construction, residential builds. But we try to stride on the service and repair to help our community out when they're in these stressful situations of water coming down from their ceiling, or if none of the water is going to where it needs to be, like out towards the septic tank or to the city sewer, is where we really try to stride in and perform our best is to help the people of our community.
Jack is with Grayman's Plumbing. They're a big part of our prom pledge experience. Jack, is there anything that folks can do in their homes to protect their pipes, inspect their pipes on the regular? I try to go underneath our house once a month to make sure there's nothing leaking, because that can go on for months before you maybe realize something. But what can homeowners do to maybe make your job easier should you come out to visit them, and that they can do so you're not swimming in the living room?
Things that I always try to point out to homeowners when I'm there is like where the shutoff is for the house. So say if they have an emergency, where to go turn their water off. And I also identify where all the shutoffs are underneath the kitchen sink, by the toilet. Just these little common things in the house that you don't see because it's a part of the house. And how to operate them is just very helpful on our end. So when they do run into an emergency, they know how to properly handle it until we get there as professionals.
That is so true, Jack, right? Especially the main valve.
Yes, sir.
Cut off for the whole water in the house?
The whole house, yes,
sir. You don't know where it's at until you need it. And at that point,
yes, sir.
Chaos is surrounding.
Chaos. Water's coming from everywhere.
So I just call you and you're like, I got it.
I got it.
I can help you.
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, congratulations on a really successful first year in business.
Thank you so much.
This community helped to raise you and your wife. You're both graduates of Rock Hill High School.
Bearcat.
Go once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. We've heard that once, if we've not heard it more than once, for sure. But thanks so much for being part of the Prom Pledge experience and bringing this message to these young people sitting in the same seats that you two sat in. And can remember hearing a similar message. And look at you today. You're both successful business owners giving back to the community. And I think it's fantastic. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much for y'all's time.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Grayman's Plumbing. Keep that in mind.